Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
ESPN announced something this morning, and I missed this. I had a bunch of appointments I had stuff doing, so I didn't really get to check the sports headlines this morning. And I came in and found out ESPN was so happy with the Last Dance numbers that they got that they've decided they're going to do another 10-episode docuseries. Instead of a team, they're going to go Tom Brady. They're going to do a 10-part series on Tom Brady. Now, we'll get to the tease because I don't know if the tease is going to help make you want to watch it. But my first thought is this, Dirt. Why do I care?
Why? Why please, do I need this?
Please tell me this. What am I going to learn that I haven't? Because the difference between Tom Brady and Jordan, it's not a sports or athlete thing. It is, I didn't know a lot of Jordan's story. Like, I'd heard rumors, you hear legendary tales. There were elements you wanted to hear from Jordan talk about. Brady has talked about almost every single aspect except maybe his relationship with Belichick,
right,
going in a different direction. Other than that, there's nothing I don't know about Tom Brady.
No, I think you also have the era comparison too, where Tom Brady has played in an era in which everything is much more exposed than they were probably in the 1990s. He hasn't been able to hide the way that Michael Jordan was. And the other part of the MJ thing that I think made it more interesting to a lot of folks is the fact that he was out of the spotlight basically for 20 years. Came back and played for the Wizards for a couple years there in the early 2000s, but it wasn't like he was in all over the map. You didn't hear from him all the time. You knew he owned an NBA team, but that was about it. You just didn't hear from MJ. So to not hear from him and then get him to sit down and talk about all these things that we've wanted answers on for 20 years made it compelling. We don't have that with Tom Brady. He's still playing. It's not like he's been out of the spotlight for 5 years. The guy's still in the NFL right now. So I this is a hard pass for me. If you told me this was going to be a documentary on the behind the scenes of the New England Patriots throughout their dynasty run, I still, a little boring, but you'd rope me in because of the Brady Belichick dynamic, all the different characters that have come and gone, the Aaron Hernandez stuff, right? Like Gronk coming in there. Like if you gave me a behind the scenes on that, that everybody openly talked about, and you got the Belichick Brady honest, here's what our relationship was like, this is why it went sour, this is why I wanted to leave. Like, you give me all that, then sign me up. I would watch that documentary in a heartbeat. But you're going to give me a 9-piece fluff thing on Tom Brady, who's still in the NFL? And no thanks, man.
Well, Swag was just able to pull this up for us. So here is, if you haven't heard or seen, here is the trailer. You don't really need to see anything. They just show highlights. They don't even show anything else. Here is the tease for the Tom Brady docuseries ESPN wants to make.
Realizing my potential has been what my career has been all about. Things that I've dreamed about have actually come true.
And the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36. Unbelievable.
Things have happened in my life as I kind of hoped they would happen. It's been, just a complete evolution. You know, how I just kept kind of fighting and clawing to continue to power forward. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you keep trying to make progress. So when I look at over 20 years, I look how far I've come. But there's not one step that I took where I realized, look how far I've come. But those series of steps that I put together, I go, wow, that's quite a journey.
Wow. Wow.
Tom Brady. Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi. It's called The Man in the Arena. At least the music was good. I'm all for that.
Well, he's a big believer. Like, he's just...
Let me ask this, though.
Yeah.
How many athletes out there... So this is the Last Dance one, they just did a 10-part thing. They're claiming it's going to be a 9-part documentary series. 9 parts, okay? How many athletes out there, honestly, would you be willing to watch a 9-part documentary series about? Because these are all, like, you're not going to do half-hour episodes. These are likely all going to be an hour long. Like, how many stories out there are compelling enough to get you to watch 9 hours of television on them? There's not that many for me.
Are we getting to I'll the meat and potatoes of their story? Are they going to answer controversial stuff? Are they going to talk about controversial stuff? If you tell me yes, I'd have to sit down and think about that, but there's a few people I'd probably write down.
The funny thing, though, is because I agree with you on that notion, like if you can get the truth, everything we've heard now for the however many days it's been since The Last Dance finished up on Sunday, everybody's poking holes in it. Horace Grant was pissed off because he called Michael Jordan a liar, and he said all the stuff in 90% of it was BS in there. That what was the headline last night? Scottie Pippen's pissed off because of the way he was portrayed and didn't feel like he got a fair shake out of it. So even in one where it felt like, hey, we're finally going to get MJ to sit down and be on the record, everybody else is coming out in the aftermath and saying it's all BS, man. That's not the true story.
Well, that's because, you know, they tried to sell it as The Last Dance, and they showed great pieces, I thought. The backstory of Phil becoming coach, Steve Kerr's life. They had those. Tony Kukoc. But really, we all knew this was about making Jordan even more legendary. Say what you want. Most people listening, Jordan's the GOAT. This wasn't necessarily about the team in that way. It was more directed towards Jordan, which is why it was held up, was because of Jordan. So Jordan got a lot of creative say, I think, in that manner. Like, he was willing to answer questions on controversial things. But you didn't really have as big a team element there. It was more about Jordan, which is why you have Pippen and Horace Grant and people getting pissed about this, is because it wasn't necessarily about Scottie Pippen. It was more about Michael Jordan or his views of Scottie Pippen.
Well, I think that's the larger thing, is if you're going to try and rope me in for 9 hours of documentary, it's...
That's assuming they're hour-long episodes.
That's assuming they're hour-long episodes, and there'll be commercials, so they'll probably end up being, what, 45-minute? Who knows how many commercials they have in there? But I'm just... It's very hard. Like, there's very few athletes that rope me in to that level that are... You know, people are texting in Mike Tyson. I know Colin talked about that this morning. Mike Tyson would be fascinating if he got all the details on. Tiger Woods, right? Like, there's a few of them that stand out. Outside of that, if you're going to try and rope me in for that long, it almost has to be a topic piece. Like, it has to be a Ken Burns baseball. If you want me to watch 10 hours of it, here's the history of this topic with different athletes and different figures sprinkled in throughout it. Like, if I gave you a steroid era documentary, the start of it, how it kind of circulated around baseball, the guys, you know, McGuire and Bonds and Sosa and Clemens, all those guys speaking honestly about it, and it spanned over 15 to 20 years. Dude, I'd be all for that to figure out the history and how widespread it was around baseball. But if you gave me, like, the McGuire-Sosa thing, I'm psyched for that 30 for 30. Would I watch 9 hours of that?
No.
No.
Probably not.
No. That's overkill, man.
Someone
did
say Bonds. If you could get one with Bonds, but...
Again, a 9 hours? I love Barry Bonds. He's fascinating, but...
Well, yeah. I don't know about nine episodes.
But
we also know Bonds is never going to, he's not going to talk about, I got jealous, so I got steroids.
He's going to stick to his story, the same story that we've heard. There's not going to be anything that's new and a revelation.
I put the cream and the clear on.
I didn't know who was doing it. I didn't know what was in that needle.
Barry, why was your trainer in jail for 3 years?
Don't worry about it, all right?
I don't know. Greg does what Greg wants to do.
It's Greg, all right? Greg wanted to go to jail for a while.
Barry, where's Greg live now? Oh, he lives on an island in Fiji, paid exclusively by me.
Well, and Swag, I know we're against it, but Swag brought up a good point before the show, too, is we're in a climate right now with The Last Dance of nothing else is going on. So this is, I mean, they're going to put this thing together. It's not like this is coming out next week. So they're shooting for this to be like a next year kind of thing, especially if we have live sports on television. Dude, you're going to lose interest in this so fast.
Someone says, give me 9 hours on Manute Bol. Dead serious. That guy's life is fascinating. It's probably a better tease than what you just heard there with Tom Brady.
I'd probably be more interested in that. I know more about Tom Brady than I do Manute Bol.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.